Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4:03, which means it's Who Said It time. Love this game. All righty, you know how the game works. I listen all the time in my car. I play along at home. I believe Mike usually says our coworkers say zany things and we have to guess who said it. So who's eligible?
All right. So I want you to listen to this very closely. Anyone from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh.
Well, remember what we had this week. Some unusual news this week. We had a retirement from Ragnow, remember? So from 6 to 6, anyone that spoke on the air from 6 to 6.
Oh, and by the way.
So this could mean like callers?
No callers. No callers.
Okay. Yeah, but you and I did about 25 minutes of radio yesterday before 6 o'clock.
I think I know what he's hinting at, by the way.
Okay.
It's because the morning show had, I don't know if I should give you guys hints.
Oh, TJ?
TJ and Mike Tirico, too.
Oh. So anyone.
It could be one of those
that
people.
That spoke on 97.1 with hosts, except callers, from 6 to 6.
Why you got to leave out Wojo and I?
One worse of this week.
Feels like discrimination.
Let's go. Number one. I want Glasgow to play center. I just think for a ton of reasons, you want a guy who can a center, a QB exchange, little things like that.
So that has Gator written all over it. That wouldn't be Tirico. That wouldn't be TJ Lang. I go Gator. Scott the Gator Anderson. Talking about, would you rather have Glasgow or the new rookie?
That's tough. I'm going to go with
That does actually sound like
gonna,
a Tom appeal.
I was actually going to go with Tom. I think it's Tom Milligan.
Okay. We got a Gator. We got a Tom.
I'm going to go with Jansen because Jansen was big on the whole quarterback center exchange.
Yeah, but don't you think Jansen would be like, yeah, whatever they decide. Would he say, I want?
Yeah, because he was harping on that like, man, you know, it's new guy and quarterback exchange. I'm going to go John Jansen.
This is exciting. David, who said it? Oh, my God. Paul's good. Did you hear that?
I didn't. I was just a guess.
Now, I thought for sure when Rico pressed that drop that that was going to be his guess, and he didn't.
No.
He didn't go with it.
I just like playing.
It is pretty funny.
This game is always so much harder when you get in this chair. So easy in the car.
Number two. If you're going to be the protector of the year, the new offensive line award, then you're going to have to block all these guys one-on-one.
Did you know about the protector of the year? Is that like the Rolage relief man?
Yeah, it's the new award this year.
It's to honor offensive linemen because they don't get nominated for anything.
Good for them.
Glad you work at the
sports station. So disingenuous. Good for them.
Right. Rieger, it's radio.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. You know, you guys can speak as well, for crying out loud. Why do I have to go first?
You're the one that looked like you were contemplating.
Oh, I can't wait for this show. We're letting you go first.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gator again. Gator would bring up the award. I go Gator. I'm going to keep going Gator till he uses him.
And he's already opted out of the game.
Okay. No, I have not.
I'm going to go with Doug.
It's been a while. Could you read it again, David? It's been a minute.
Sure can. If you're going to be the protector of the year, the new offensive line award, then you're going to have to block all these guys one-on-one.
Actually, I changed my mind. It's got to be Jansen. He would know about the protector of the year.
I'm thinking Jansen. This may be one where it's either Jansen or TJ.
Oh, that's a good point. Former offensive lineman.
Yeah, they stick up with each other. But you know what? Screw it. Let's go Jansen.
Okay.
Wait, did you say Jansen?
I changed my mind to Jansen. Yes.
Then I'm going to say TJ.
So we're all locked in.
All right.
TJ, yeah.
Come on, baby. Yes.
Oh,
there it is. There it is. Late audible. I knew he would know about the... Jansen probably wishes there was a protector of the year when he was playing.
He wouldn't have won.
I'm just saying.
Wow. That actually was a good audible, Jeffrey. That was a really good audible.
Thank you. I'm 1-for-2. That's a .500 batting average. This was baseball. I'd be in the Hall of Fame.
He wouldn't have won it. Wow. Okay.
I mean, no. Rico said at the time there were better O-linemen. I mean, better tackles.
Look at him backpedal.
It's not backpedaling.
Well, he was just a second rounder, so... I'm joking, John, if you hear that out. I'm joking. I was a no-rounder, so whatever. Ah, right.
You don't have experience.
Number 3. Kind of another setback, guys, for a team that's lost its offensive coordinator, its defensive coordinator, now a key part of their offensive line. The 2025 season's either going to be really, really good or really, really not so good.
Wow, it's going out on a limb. It's not going to be mediocre. Okay, I get Kang vibes from that cut. I feel like it would be Doug commenting and then Gator commenting and then Doug in Doug's voice. Kang, what do you think? I think Kang would say that. I go Kang.
So I think this is one of the things where David prefaced anybody from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. because I think this might have been an update person.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure which one, though.
Luke Sloan?
Okay, that's just cruel.
It's not an update. No, I think he's talking about like Tirico or TJ Lang. Look at the smile on David's face, right? This is pissing me off.
I'm going to go.
He thinks he has.
I'll go with the person that's here right now. I'm going to go with Jeremy Otto.
You know what? I'm just going to give you all update people. We'll just make it the field. If that's the case,
okay,
you win.
Fair. I think that's fair.
I'm gonna go with Doug. Very long statement.
Okay, but the end of Doug, the last part, it's either gonna be good or not so good. I feel Doug would be more complex.
It's either gonna be good or not so good.
Okay.
Shuffles his paper and then takes him to break respectfully.
Okay, we're all locked in. What do we got? Give me Kang.
So before I play it.
Oh crap.
We had a day of big news. And we had not an official update guy at that time, but because of the big news, he came across and spoke after the update.
Tony Ortiz.
That is bogus. Why was he on the air?
I'm claiming it because I said it before he did. Tony Ortiz.
He joined them for an update because he wanted to help them out because they were on remote. Needed an update guy. He did
Paul
it. And then they asked him a question afterwards.
No, I said Paul gets the fields. He said update guy.
Actually gets that right?
I got it.
You both get it. I'll get it right. I had Kang. He's kind of an update guy. That's crap. Why do you wait until I'm on the show for nonsense like that? You know how much I respect this game.
Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that one.
You got one more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
do.
One more.
We're not mad that we have Aiden. We love that we have Aiden. We want more.
Okay. Talking about getting another edge. That's Costa.
Yeah, that's Costa.
That's Cookies.
That's the first thing that popped in my head was Costa.
I mean, it's not Doug. It's not Gator.
We're not mad that we have Aiden.
It's not Mike. It's not you.
We're not mad that we have Aiden. We love that we have Aiden. We want more.
See, I think that was Mike, because he was kind of saying a jab at Brad Holmes, saying, you know, you don't need any more. You got Aiden, so be happy with that.
Oh, you took it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go cookies. There was Smarm in there, I feel.
Yeah, I think it was I think it was Costa.
Costa. Who said it? Who said it?
Wow.
Well, you do work with the guy.
Rico, you know your co-host. You're exactly right. That was the conversation. It was about what Brad Holmes said on these airways in the morning, and then he went back to that.
See, Dave, because unlike him, I actually listen to what Mike is. When I'm speaking...
wait, who doesn't listen to Mike? I'm like, who?
No, I said I listen to Mike.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Is that it? That was unfair.
I have one more if you want.
Yeah, yeah, go real quick. Go ahead.
They can play with anybody. They can absolutely play with anybody. As we get closer and closer to the trade deadline, I full confidence that they'll add to this team to make them even better.
Tiger baseball, obviously. Man. Could he go Jansen twice?
I'm going to go cookies.
I'm going to go Doug.
I'm going to go Gator.
Who said it?
Oh, come on!
Look at that.
I hate this game.
I thought you were probably
going to
guess Gator right.
Jeez, Rieger.
I went away from Gator and he used Gator. Jeez,
I love stumping Jeff. That is who said it.
I went one of five.
You're horrible at this.
Like Baez quality.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buddy. All right. Paul just left the studio. He was in a good mood. He's like, I can't believe it did so well. Who said it? Meanwhile, I talked a lot of smack, and as usual, I sucked. Speaking of sucking, yesterday, if you're an OKC fan, game one of the NBA Finals had to suck. Rico, yesterday, I get home from doing a show. I got off at 10 o'clock, and I'm lying in bed. I turn on the end of game one. OKC was up by like 13. There's like 2 minutes left. I'm like, this game's over. I'm going to stream something. Then I look at 3 a.m. when I happen to wake back up, and the Pacers win the basketball game. This is twice now. Always game one that they come back from these ridiculous deficits, and they did it again. And of course, last night, Tyrese Haliburton was the guy. And every time you hear Tyrese Haliburton, you think?
Killian Hayes.
The guy the Pistons got instead of Tyrese Haliburton. And we do this all the time. Like, you can't help but to think Killian Hayes, who is no longer in basketball. I mean, that was such a bad draft pick. So awful. They claim they drafted him because he could shoot, and of course he could not. So Killian Hayes is playing in a lifetime somewhere while Tyrese Haliburton is playing in the NBA Finals. Is that the worst draft miss of our lifetime?
And that's not just basketball. I'm talking all sports. It's up there But I think we have to wait to see what Halliburton does. Now, I do think it's going to be one where you're just going to be like, man, long term, it's going to sting. It's going to hurt.
He's unreal.
It is.
And why the hell did the Kings give up on him, too? Like, they're probably doing the same topic in Sacramento.
Was that Paul George, right?
No.
No.
That was a Sabonis deal.
It was.
They traded Indiana traded Sabonis to get Halliburton.
Yes.
It's a good trade. Very good trade. Despite the fact Sabonis is pretty good. So what would it be if it's not Killian Hayes and missing out on Tyrese Halliburton? What was the biggest draft miss of our lifetime? And I say we go around the room because everybody in this room or these two rooms have really good ones. Rico, you want to start us off? Go ahead.
I still think the biggest draft miss in Detroit history.
Yes, Detroit history.
Detroit history.
History of Detroit.
The Lions took Terry Fair and passed on Randy Moss.
Big number 84.
One, first ballot Hall of Famer. The other one probably stuffs the ballot when he goes to elections.
Yeah, so. I mean, Terry Fair wasn't awful playing in the Lions secondary.
He actually was.
It wasn't awful, but then he got that injury against the Vikings.
Wasn't all pro.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you.
When you're only known because they took you instead of the other guy.
Or the injury that ended your career, right?
Yeah, that means you didn't do too much.
All right, listen, I think it's fair. Can we do better than missing on Randy Moss? David, go ahead.
So I'm going to go with the guy that I think this is the biggest whiff of all time.
Okay.
They took Eric Ebron over the best defensive player of his generation, Aaron Donald.
That's a
you knew
one.
Sue was going to leave. Apparently, they didn't believe he was going to leave, even though he kept hinting all year he was going to leave. And they missed out on replacing him with a player actually better than him and a guy that led his team to a Super Bowl.
Paul, I hate to say you may be right, but both first ballot Hall of Famers.
Okay. I would agree. Both really good ones. Hard to beat. David, what do you got?
Then I raise you, Paul. And the Detroit Pistons drafted Darko Milicic over three straight NBA Hall of Famers, pro basketball Hall of Famers, and Carmelo Anthony could have gotten Chris Bosh or Dwayne Wade. Come on now. Three of them. You could have just picked one of the three.
See, David, I like where you're at, but I'm going to say either me or Paul because those were generational players.
Understood.
Aaron Donald, generational player. Randy Moss? I mean, you got mossed.
You're right.
He's
an
adjective.
Everyone in the neighborhood said that.
He's an adjective. You got mossed. Like, he was Calvin before Calvin. He was always open. Plain and simple. But I like where you're going with that. But, yeah, who was the miss that – because when you think – whenever you're watching – whenever, at least me, I'm watching Tyrese Halliburton, I'm thinking – sure would look good in red, white, and blue uniform, but we got Killian Hayes instead. And I was told, hey, you didn't see his workouts.
Well, you can't get past it. Every time you see Halliburton, and if you remember our very own, well, Will Birchfield, I think, did a story how Halliburton wanted to be in Detroit, if I'm not mistaken.
He's still angry.
Yes. All right, I got two.
Somebody else is still angry, too, that's out there. I'm not going to steal it, but there's another NBA draft pick person. He's pretty good in the league, and he still hates Detroit.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to name that one. I actually, can I ask for permission? Can I give an honorable mention that nobody will say, but I think it was a kick in the, you know what?
One.
I get one?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, leave it. Just leave it. If it doesn't get eventually,
I'll give
you
it
can
later.
Name it. Yeah.
My one is Donovan Mitchell.
And
you
there
took
it is.
Luke Kennard. Luke Kennard from Duke. Why? I don't know. Guy stunk. He was fine. But Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. You could have had him on your team. I go Donovan Mitchell.
That's fair.
All right, so we got four good ones.
Yeah.
Beat it. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. The Halliburton one does sting. It really does because he's so good. He does everything well. And he was a hero on the biggest stage yesterday. But what is the biggest draft whiff, miss in Detroit sports history? Want to go to some calls?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Bob in Detroit. You're on the ticket. What do you say, Bobby?
I say, how do you do, guys? Great show.
How do you do?
But besides that, I could be off on this, but I'm almost positive that we had a chance to get Moses Malone instead took Marvin Bad News Barnes.
Is that right? I don't know that. Look that up, somebody.
I'm not positive, but it sticks in my mind. So could someone check that out? Also, when they were asking for words to describe the Tigers, I thought matchup would have been a good two-word thing for them, because that's all we do is match up late in the game.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Yeah, appreciate the call, Bob.
By the way, Moses Malone was drafted ABA. In the 1974 ABA draft.
Yeah, I was about to say, he went in the ABA, so maybe he just opted not to play in the NBA. That I don't know.
Yes, fair enough. Let's go to Rico. Not this Rico, but the Rico on the phone. He's on the ticket. What's up, Rico?
Yeah, hey, I turned my radio down. Biggest draft mix, and I'm old. I'm old as dirt. How about this? The Lions had an opportunity to draft Dan Marino and pass him by. I'm going to hang up and listen to your response.
Who'd they take?
I think they took a fullback. They took a fullback in that draft. Hold on, let me look. 83 draft.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, they did take a fullback.
Was it James Jones?
Yes.
They took James Jones, fullback, in that draft. Passed on Marino. So, yeah.
Wow.
248-539-9797.
They also passed on Jim Kelly, who was the very next pick after the James Jones selection.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting. You're right.
Who is that draft pick that you look back and, like, man, the Detroit team really passed over this guy? Because for me,
Daryl Green, technically, they passed on him, too, in that same
they
draft.
They did. They could have had Willie Gault, same draft. Daryl Green was in the 83 draft. That dude played forever.
But hey, I still say it was taking Terry Fair. You passed on Randy Moss. One of the best wide receivers of all time, because they just didn't think that he had good character.
All right, we'll take more of your calls. Which one is it? The biggest Detroit sports draft whiff of all time? 97 on the ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, you heard Jeremy Otto mentioned Connor Stallions was wearing a suit at the Michigan NCAA hearing going on right now. No media allowed, but we talked about it in the first hour. There's a chance Michigan might have to vacate wins. There's a chance they might get a postseason ban. If you were forced to choose, which one would it be? Go back on the Odyssey Rewind and check it out. We did it for an hour.
We did.
People were all fired up. But right now we're talking about...
Rieger was mean to me during the break.
No, you were mean to me. You were very mean to me. It is my understanding that what is said over the break does not go on the air. So just drop it.
I just said you were mean.
No, you were very mean to me.
You were a bleepo. Go ahead.
You done?
Yeah.
How does Mike work with this guy? Anyway... So we're asking the question because, of course, Halliburton was great yesterday for the Pacers. Every time you watch him play, you automatically think Killian Hayes. Of course, the guy the Pistons drafted that year instead of Tyrese Halliburton. So what is, who is the biggest Detroit draft whiff of all time? You said Randy Moss.
Yeah.
I said Donovan Mitchell. You want to take some calls?
Let's take some calls.
Paul had a great one. Ebron over Donald. David had a great one. Kevin's in McComb. You're on the ticket. Hey, Kev, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Wyatt Langford. No, I'm just kidding.
That is Mike Valeni somewhere.
You're right. No, Paul stole my thunder. It's without a doubt the consensus has to be Aaron Donald. I mean, think about the Lions when they just drafted Penei Sewell. He changed the culture of the entire team. And if they would have took Aaron Donald, I mean, look at this guy. I understand they had some good weapons and Matt Stafford and that, but Matt Stafford didn't win them the Super Bowl. Aaron Donald won them the Super Bowl. I just think he's going to go down as a top five, maybe top three best ever to play the game. And I just,
yeah, Kevin,
I remember seeing something and the news came out a couple, like probably a year or two ago, where one guy in the Lions war room wanted Ebron and then the other guy was pushing to get Donald, but obviously the Ebron guy won.
Kevin, the worst part about it was Ndamukong Suh pretty much told everybody, I'm out of here. I'm not coming back. I don't want to be here. You know, it was the worst kept secret.
Yeah, his sister asked the first question, how long until I can hit free agency or until my brother can hit free agency? Right. Like, everybody knew he was going to go, even though he did cry at the podium after his last game as a Lion.
Right, but that season, we all knew, like, he's not coming back. You had a chance. Nah, let's go get Eric Ebron, who I'll never understand was not good at North Carolina. No. He dropped passes there. So you can't make catches in college. What makes you think he's going to be this viable tight end?
He was a fun follow on social media. That's what I remember.
Well, you know what? Well, good for him.
Very, very quickly, before we go back to the phones, does this count? Because now people are kind of piling on. I've seen this on the ticket text. I want to ask you, does the Greek freak count? 2013, he goes 15th. Meanwhile, the Pistons at 8 took KCP. Does that count as a big draft miss?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it should, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is KCP going to the Hall of Fame?
No, no.
Is Giannis going to the Hall of Fame?
No, where's Giannis playing this year?
Won't be Detroit.
Yeah, probably
won't
not.
Won't be here.
That'd be nice if it was.
That's a miss. That's a swing and a miss.
All right, that's a good one. That's a very good one. I just never think the Greek freak because I didn't think anybody thought he was going to pan out to the extent that he did, but it's fair. It's the draft. I get it. I should. It's on me. Brad on a sell. You're on the ticket. What's up, Brad?
Hey, how you guys doing? So I'm going to go with a team that everybody's bashing right now, the Red Wings. Ken Holland passed up Quinn Hughes to draft Philip Zadina.
That's right. Yeah. Hughes went the next pick, the defenseman from Vancouver.
That's a good one.
Yep. Imagine Hughes and Sider is your defensive pairing.
Brad, what was Zadina's quote when he got drafted? Do you remember this?
Yeah. I'm going to fill your net with pucks.
That's right. All the teams that passed on him.
Yeah,
I'm going to fill your net with pucks. And then, is he still in the league? I don't even know. He was a shark last time I saw.
No, he's playing over in Europe.
Oh, poor guy. Thank you, Brad. That's a great one. I was going to use that one as my honorable mention. That's a very good one.
Okay.
All right. How about Jake in Franklin? You're on the ticket. What do you say, Jake? How are you?
Hello there. 2009, the Detroit Tigers select Jacob Turner. The 25th pick in the draft, the LA Angels select Mike Trout. We could have had Mike Trout in his glory, in our glory days at his peak for how many years?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jake.
Jake's rising up the list with this one.
Jake, that's a fantastic one, but I ask, and I'm just trying to be fair here. Major League Baseball draft is like the most impossible thing to get right. And so many teams passed on Mike Trout. Are we really going to take that as a knock against the Tigers?
Well, I don't know where the cutoff is about where you should know who to pick and other drafts.
It counts.
It counts. Okay. All right. Jake, it counts according to Hatchet. It's a good one. It's a very good one. I'm looking at it. 25th overall. And I'm looking at some of the other people that went above him, like Kyle Gibson and Randall Grichuk, Matt Perk. I don't know who that is. Number one pick of that draft was Steven Strasburg. Worked out. Dustin Ackley went too. No idea who that is. That's a fair. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is a really
I feel we're getting educated.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you like that one, don't you?
I do.
All right. Let's go to Bill in Utica. You're on the ticket. What do you say, Billy boy?
Thanks for taking my call. My pick goes with the Red Wings. They take Keith Primo and pass on Jaromir Jagr.
Wow.
Whew.
That's a brutal, brutal pick.
I mean, what did Jagr actually do? No.
Yeah, what did he do?
One, two Stanley Cups.
But here's the okay, Bill, I feel that wouldn't be such a draft miss if Jaromir Jagr was actually a Red Wing at some point in his life. Like, I feel every year we predicted Jagr was going to be a Red Wing, and then one year he actually said he was going to be, and then he went on vacation, and the deal fell through. But yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Wonderful day.
You too. Wow, there is a lot of them.
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, I have one here on the ticket text says, it was when the Tigers passed on Wyatt Langford, signed Mike Valenti.
Yeah, it's amazing that Mike's listening. It's so nice of him.
Who'd they take instead?
What does Mike say? Here, let me be Mike for a second. Hey, one guy just hit a walk-off homer for the Texas Rangers, while the other guy is walking off an injury and going to Starbucks in Double A.
Kenny, that one's for you.
By the way,
that's what you have to add at the end, yes.
By the way, Jaromir Jagr, 766 career goals, a plus 322, 1,921 points. That's pretty good.
Now, I know we're doing Detroit's worst misses.
That's pretty good.
I think the all-time miss of all time.
I mean, can I guess it?
Yeah.
Is it going to be Mandarich over?
No. Because they had two picks.
Oh.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, over they didn't get Steph.
They took two guards. They took two different
Dario
guards.
Dario Saric.
They took Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn.
Oh, Johnny Flynn, okay.
And the very next pick was Steph Curry. They took not one, but two back-to-back picks and still missed out on Steph Curry.
What about Greg Oden over KD?
Yeah, everybody just knew that was...
And Greg Oden was like 21, but he looked 75.
Greg Oden was 156. He was there with Moses back in the day.
I mean, we know the ultimate one, though.
Is Sam Bowie.
Sam Bowie.
Yeah, Sam Bowie. So.
All right, well, take your calls. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. The biggest draft miss in Detroit sports. People are interested. And by the way, Rico was trashing my topic and said this topic, since it's his, is the best. It really hurt my feelings at the break. I just aired your dirty laundry. I'm the guest. You're supposed to be nice to me.
It's actually David's topic. Get it right. This is where your credibility goes out the window, Rieger. You can't even lie correctly.
Wait, you're saying at one point I had credibility? Did you know me then?
No, never did.
I hate you. 97 won the ticket. Well, we all watched last night, game one of the NBA final. What a great game. Tyrese Halliburton bringing the Pacers back from the dead to take game one against OKC, who led by 15, I feel, like the entirety of the game.
Another game-winning shot in this playoffs.
Yes. Fantastic. So every time you watch Halliburton, you automatically think Killian Hayes. You think Troy Weaver. You think, oh, man, you could have had Halliburton. Right. But instead, you took Killian Hayes, who's no longer in the league.
Halliburton, game-winning shot. Killian Hayes trying to bring back GameStop.
By the way, that was Troy Weaver's first draft as the Pistons GM. First one.
That's back when we believed just a little bit. It's funny because when Troy had to get rid of Killian Hayes, he said the number one reason they got rid of him is because he could not shoot. But if you go back to what he said when they drafted him, number one reason they drafted him was because he could shoot. Didn't quite work out. So I get a text. I will get a text, and I want to know, does this count? Because I think some should not count, because it's such a crapshoot anyway. But are you familiar with Nikita Kucherov? Mm-hmm. Stud for the Tampa Bay Lightning. So Kucherov was taken in 2011 in the second round. The Red Wings that year did not have a first-round pick. In the second round before Kucherov, they took Ryan Sproul, Xavier Ouellette, and Thomas Yurko. Three players before Kucherov was selected. Does that count?
It does. So kind of like what I said about the Minnesota Timberwolves passing on Steph Curry.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a reach.
I mean, Steph was hard too with the knee injury and everything else.
It's a reach, but I'll allow it.
You'll allow them all. All right. Let's go to Cliff in Detroit. You're on the ticket. What's up, Cliff?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. How you doing today?
Hey, Cliff.
Fantastic. How are you?
I got one. He comes from just up the road, I-94 West, or 14, Michigan Wolverine. Everybody passed on him. I'm talking about
multiple times.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Wait,
I mean,
that's gotta count, right? Although the Lions weren't the only team that passed on him multiple teams.
No.
I mean, even New England passed on him five times.
You know. But so yeah, in terms of pass, we did have a shot at him. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Hey, Cliff, can I ask a question? This is very disrespectful to Mr. Tom Brady. I know he listens, he's Jansen's buddy, so I know he's always listening. But if Tom went anywhere but New England and with Belichick, would he have still been successful? I'm asking. I don't know. He needed a break to begin with to get playing in the first place.
He was good in Michigan. I said, yes, he would. Okay. I got a question for you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you see him on the boat when he threw a pass and knocked down that, what was it, the little flying device in the wind off the boat? Did you see that? YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. When he won in Tampa Bay.
And he threw it and knocked down this, I forget what they call them. You know, a little flying
drone.
He knocked the drone down. So I say that to say, first off, look at it. It's a hell of a thing. That's after he retired. So, yes, he would have been successful anyway.
Thank you, Cliff.
In my opinion.
It's good stuff.
Yep.
Okay. You agree with that? What?
That can't count. Sixth-round selection. Everyone passed on him multiple times.
I agree. See, this is at some point, you got to say, like, it's a crapshoot. It's difficult.
Right. That's like years from now. Like, oh, everybody passed on. Let's say Shador ends up being really good. Well, everybody, including the Browns.
I want David to do me a quick favor, if you could, David, and then we'll go back to the phones. Can you look at the very top ticket text? Do you see what it says? You want to read that on the air?
I sure do.
It's very offensive. Take a listen to this.
LOL. Notice how Jeff has the quick hook for African-American callers.
Oh, come on! I can see that. It's not like I'm Kenny or something.
Facts are facts.
Wrong one.
It fit, though.
Oh, my God! What? Here we go.
That was the wrong one.
There we go. You know what? How do you know if a person is black or white by listening to them on the phone? You don't know. Stop it.
Oh,
you're noticing it too? All right. Can we go on?
Sure.
Oh, good. Thank
you. Find another caller. Here we go.
That wasn't awkward at all. Paul and Fraser, you're on the ticket. Hello, Paul.
Well, it's all because of that awful, terrible Negro.
See, I hung up on Paul. What the hell is going on? It's my guy, DJ. Whatever, hang up on him.
Paul should probably let us hit the drop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just let us hit the button. We don't need you to do that.
All right. Okay, just stop. Stop. We're done. Let's go to Tommy and Warren. You're on the ticket. Hello, Tommy. How's life? Tommy,
hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was calling about, I don't remember if it was 03 or 04, when we drafted Charles Rogers. And then the next pick, I believe, was Andre Johnson.
Yes. It's a great one.
Yeah, that was.
And I think Troy Polamalu was also in that first round. Not positive, though. Couple Hall of Famers for somebody who never even played.
That one I'm going to have to double check. But no, I remember Andre Johnson went the very – Next pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the next pick. Troy Polamalu was number 16.
I'm trying to think. Was that the Clinton Portis draft, too?
No.
Wait, it was a Miami. Who was the Miami running back that broke his leg in the championship?
That was Willis McGahee.
Willis McGahee, because that's who the Lions were going to take. They were going to take Willis McGahee, and then his leg went the other way in the championship game, and then they pivoted and took Charles Rogers instead.
That's right. I forgot about that. Oh, that was awful at the time. Holy cow. Let's go to, how about Theo in Detroit? You're on the ticket. What's up, Theo?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
Hey.
I got James Jones getting picked before Dan Marino.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody already called for that one, but yeah, that one was one.
Me?
Yeah. Well, also Jim Kelly as well. What's the next pick?
Exactly.
What do you think the Lions would have done with Marino?
Wasted him,
probably. Probably.
But you know what? Miami wasted him.
Oh, that's true. He did get to a Super Bowl.
Barry Sanders, 3 years later, 4 years later, he might have been straight.
You're right. He would have got the running back he never wanted. So.
Thank you, Theo. That's a good one.
Careful, Theo.
That's not bad. All right, we got time for how about one more?
He's got a quick hook.
Oh, will you stop? Will you stop? There's another ticket text that just came in. Says he always hits me with the quick hook, too. He says he's, I'm not going to read it. This is preposterous. I'm just happy people call. See what happens? I'm nice enough to come in and do the show, and now I'm being labeled a racist.
Well, I mean, Rieger.
Let's go to another caller, and maybe it'll fix itself.
Right.
Why don't you guys pick the calls? Go ahead.
Rieger, take a call. Take the next call.
Let's go to Mike in White Lake.
Gentlemen,
what's up, Mike?
My thunder has been stolen. I was going to say worst draft of all time was the Lions picking a fullback to block for Billy Sims with Dan Marino and Jim Kelly on the board. Still, in my view, the worst draft I can think of.
Even worse than Terry Fair and Randy Moss.
Even worse. Marino rewrote the record books, went to a Super Bowl. Kelly went to four Super Bowls. Now, it's true, maybe if the Lions had Marino, all they would have let him do is hand off to Billy Sims, but...
You know what, the funny thing, Mike, that the way you mentioned that, because neither actually won the Super Bowl, maybe they would have fit here in Detroit. So, but Detroit at least made it to the Super Bowl.
248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Tyrese Halliburton went off yesterday. Every time you watch him play, you think, well, you know what you think.
Killian Hayes.
Exactly. What is the biggest Detroit sports draft whiff of all time? 5 o'clock hour just around the corner, 97 on the ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.